I'd been playing in the yard on our grapefruit tree, and I was swinging from the branches, and one of the branches was dead, and I reached for the branch, and the branch broke, and I fell out of the grapefruit tree, and I broke my arm. And it was very, very, very painful. But that's not what was mortifying. What was mortifying is that it was late on a Sunday night, and my dad really didn't want to take me to the emergency room because it was late on a Sunday night, and plus it was just a broken arm. I mean, come on, it's not like blood was coming out or anything like that. So I was screaming bloody murder the whole night, and I think to shut me up, my dad went into the garage, and he got a roll of black electrical tape. You have a roll of black electrical tape in your garage? Well, my dad did. And so he took my arm and he started to wrap black electrical tape around my arm. And he says, this will make it feel better. It didn't. As a matter of fact, I felt worse because I'm thinking tomorrow I'm going to have to go to school with black electrical tape on my arm. And the kids are going to say, why do you have black electrical tape on your arm? And I'm going to say, I broke my arm. And they're going to say, you realize, of course, the black electrical tape does nothing for a broken arm. But instead of worrying about it, I went to school the next day, and sure enough, they teased me. They teased me mercilessly. It was just one of the most horrible experiences. Even here it is, I mean, I was 10 you know, a few years ago, and I still remember it to this day. It was a horrible experience. Have you ever been mocked? Has anybody ever teased you, or has anybody ever bullied you in your life? Well, I'm sure that we've all been mocked at some point in our life, and mocking can really hurt, because at some level, mocking is true, right? At some level, somebody takes something about our life and creates a caricature of that something in our life, and then they turn it around on us and they say, your whole life is based upon this one incident, and they begin to mock us. They make exaggerations about us. They tell us that we're dumb or we're stupid. Or to look another way, when people are mocking you, what they say is, here's a line. And this is the line of acceptable behavior. And when they come and they mock us, what they're saying is that what you did is below the line, and so we're gonna kind of kick you out of our group because of that. And there's a standard behavior in grade school, and it can help us. Sometimes mocking can help motivate us to do better in our life, right? Sometimes that mocking can actually work well for us. But there are so many times when people mock us that it causes hurt and pain and suffering in our life. Have you ever been mocked? Maybe it was in grade school and you were playing tag football and the football came and it was the winning catch of the game and you reached out to grab the ball and it went through your hands. And for the next week, they kept telling you were Butterfingers. Or maybe it was something else in your life that they looked at and they began to mock. Maybe you came to school one day and you didn't realize that you had a stain on your shirt, right? And so the kids, they mocked you because you always come to school with dirty clothes. But you don't. It's just something that they did. How do you deal with mocking in your life? Well, when you are mocked, you should remember this. You're not alone. Jesus was mocked. Jesus was mocked mercilessly. Today we're beginning a new sermon series on the mocking of Jesus. We're in the 40 days leading up to Holy Week, and it's a time to focus on this precious time where Jesus went into Jerusalem, was sentenced to death, was crucified, and then rose again on Sunday morning, Easter. And during this time of the church year, I just want to spend some time talking about the times that Jesus was mocked. And to be the God that made the flesh, just think about this, that Jesus was the God that became flesh. He was living up in heaven, and he didn't have to come down to earth, and yet he did. But when he came down, we mocked him. and then we crucified him. How difficult that must have been. And yet he did it with love and compassion. He looked forward to it. There's an antidote to knocking, to mocking. There's an antidote to mocking. And Jesus shows us that. It's a powerful one that works every time. And we're going to explore that for the next few weeks. And today we're going to start in Mark chapter 10. I apologize, my voice is going, but I've been kind of sick all week. So hopefully I'll make it through this. Please forgive me. I have to tell you about the scene. Mark chapter 10. Jesus is walking with his disciples, and they said, "Where are we going?" And he says, "We're going to Jerusalem." And his disciples, it says in chapter 10, that his disciples were astonished by this, and that the others were afraid. Now, why were the disciples astonished, and why were the others afraid? Because if you look at the life of Jesus, the people that started to follow him saw the miracles that Jesus was doing, and they thought, hey, this guy is finally the one that can overthrow the government in Jerusalem and take his rightful place on the throne, and everything will be great. They started to call him the King of the Jews. The King of the Jews. As a matter of fact, when he enters into Jerusalem, they call him the King of the Jews. So when he tells his disciples that he's going to Jerusalem, and the others find out, they begin to be afraid. Why are they afraid? Why are they astonished? Because that's not the place you want to go. If people are starting to call you the king, you don't want to go to the place where the king is. And that's where Herod was. That's where the Roman Empire was in Jerusalem. Like here we live in Vail. If I were to start walking around in Vail and say, I want to take over the government, you know, they would probably laugh at me or something like that. It would be no big deal. But if I started to head into Washington, D.C. and went right into the place of power and said, I'm going to take over the government, then they would start to take me more seriously. It's exactly what they did with Jesus. He said, I'm going into Jerusalem. And they're like, man, this is going to be a catastrophe. This is going to be a mess. But I can't wait to see it. I mean, you ever seen that? It's like, I don't want to be part of it, but I sure want to watch from the sidelines. And that's what they did. But Jesus, going into Jerusalem, said something big is about to happen. And it's verse 34 where Jesus tells them, he says, we're going to Jerusalem. He says, but this is what's going to happen in verse 34. He says, the Son of Man will go and they will mock him, they will spit on him, and they will flog him, and they will kill him. Think about that. They're gonna mock him, they're gonna spit on him, they're gonna flog him, and then they're gonna kill him. And what surprises me about this whole thing is just how matter-of-factly Jesus says this, right? He's like, yeah, I'm going to Jerusalem, and we're gonna walk in, and all this crowd's gonna come with us. And by the way, they're gonna mock me, they're gonna spit on me, they're gonna flog me, and then they're gonna kill me. You know, I mean, it's just like, this is what's gonna happen. But it shouldn't have surprised the disciples. It's part of the human condition. We're always, always mocking other people, aren't we? That's what humans do. And if somebody hasn't mocked you yet, just hang on, because I'm sure at some point they probably will. Because if they can mock Jesus, the most perfect person that ever lived, if they can mock him, they can certainly mock you. So one of the defenses about being mocked is just know that it's going to happen. If somebody's teasing you or mocking you or humiliating or whatever, just know that that's part of the human condition. When you live on this world, at some point, somebody's going to humiliate you. We all, every single one of us, has strengths and we have weaknesses. And there will always be people in our life around us that will focus in on our weaknesses and create a caricature about us, about that weakness, and say, this is who you are. And they will mercilessly tease us and mock us and maybe even spit on us and curse at us.